talk, and then some. TNT.
Hello. You're gonna come. I'm gonna.
That was so loud. What? And then I can't hear you anymore.
What do you mean you can't hear me anymore?
The thing you just fired.
Yeah.
That was okay. Now I can't hear anything.
The levels are fine.
There is a ghost somewhere.
The levels are fine.
Ah, whatever, dude.
I'm looking at the levels. They're okay.
Yeah, okay.
So anyway.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, hello, what's
How's
up?
How's everyone?
You got Booby, and this is TNT, the podcast.
TNT, TNT, TNT for you.
We ripped that off somebody's store, so.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Just goes to show how much we've been following you, which is doesn't really says a lot. It says a lot.
Every time I open up my Facebook, that's the first thing that pops in my feed. It's like, ooh.
Did they give you a medal already?
No, I don't usually comment. I rarely even like.
You should, because right, I got my medal.
Okay, beat me to it.
I'm on the top few dozen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, every time I open up a feed and see that that they have a new post, your name is there.
Yeah,
I know, right?
You're always the first one up there.
I know, right?
That's why you got a medal.
Yeah.
Okay. What are we going to talk about today?
Yeah. Anyway, welcome to no Christopher Cruz right now, because he's finally back.
Good day
in
episodes.
Manila and in the floods of Manila.
Mm-hmm. No Christopher Cruz and no iced tea today.
No iced tea today.
Yeah. See how nice you are if you guys are not doing
it. No, joke.
No. Iced tea is always nice. Mm. That's the only time that I could have iced tea is every time we do a recording. So
next week.
Next week. Yeah, we're gonna have iced tea next week. That's for sure.
So is that a warning?
We'll have like the better speakers. We listen to music, get fired up.
Is that a
record an episode?
Why don't we make sure that next week we could
use this blast spot?
No, Groove 33.
What?
You want to go to Groove 33?
Too soon.
Too soon.
Oh, no, really? We're recording there?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know. I want to record here.
Let's not make plans for next week because I might still be in hospital.
Oh, yeah. It's...
Why do you say it like, you know, you're planning a vacation or something?
Because it's scheduled. It's not. Well, at least it's not an emergency.
This guy plans hospital visits like it's a vacation.
It's like booking a flight to go somewhere.
Well, it's been 3 weeks delayed, so I've just been pushing it off. So right
you
now
you don't have a schedule yet.
So if you're out, we can do the stuff here.
I don't know.
I want those big ass speakers, man. Get it going so we can
up to you
hang
guys.
Out. And maybe a few fans to circulate the air.
No, this is not done yet. Where we are, it's not finished.
We can pull one upstairs and then plug it somewhere.
You know, I'm so tamad.
Instead of
next week.
No,
not right now. Next week.
Like I said, next week I'm probably still be in hospital.
Oh, then when you're back.
Speaking of which, instead of putting in a yellow ball with a face on it, why don't you put in a picture of this place with this setup with nobody?
I'll see.
Just whatever. A table.
Fine.
Minus the bottles.
Mm-hmm.
And the kalat. And
the kalat. Oh, the kalat's fine. The kalat is part of it.
Well, okay.
Yeah. It gives the table character. So what's up?
Where were we?
The airlines in the Philippines and overbooking.
Oh, yeah, we're going to talk about that. Why? Did you guys get victimized by the airlines lately?
No, you got victimized.
I was the last one.
It happens.
What do you mean it happens?
Just because it happens doesn't mean you're not victimized.
They tell you your flight is no more. Your flight
no, you know
next
why?
Day.
Because apparently if you use a certain type of aircraft, which is, I think, the Airbus 321s, mm-hmm. especially the Neos, which are fairly old by now,
mm-hmm.
they have a strict maintenance schedule.
Yeah, that's the thing. So
apparently the 321s.
Wait, hold on. strict, meaning that there's a regular schedule for the number of miles that it's
The number of hours it's flown.
Number of hours. Yes,
they have to get grounded and then get checked out.
Which means that you can predict.
Yes, it's a foreseeable
event. So, what's your point?
Okay, now. It's not like they have an extra plane on deck that they could use. That
well, they
like,
should.
Like it's not like you're, you know, it's not like you're leaving your car in a repair shop and you go like, oh, you're gonna fix my car for a week. I need a loaner. So meaning they give you another car to use for a week or so, while they're fixing your car, which is happens
for planes,
regularly.
They don't do that.
Well, not in the Philippines. In the U.S., it happens a lot.
Why don't you not schedule flights or book passengers for those dates?
See, but that's the thing. They have to book the passengers in order for them to make money.
No. I don't get
it. On the part of the passengers, what they...
It's a fine... It's a balancing act. All right. Let's see it as a balancing act. As long as nothing happens, like no weather events.
Untoward incident.
No.
That I can understand.
No passenger who is
not
who
sober.
Thinks very highly of themselves and then
no Karens.
Doesn't care
no
if
cans.
their flight's being called and they're still eating somewhere in the terminal because they're still getting
entitled.
They're still getting content for their Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It happens. You know, every delay causes more delays down the line. Yep. Especially if the delay happens in the morning.
Delay is fine.
I know, but if it happens in the morning,
eventually some later
it trickles down. You know what I mean?
How delayed were you, Ryan? 2 days?
A day.
See, that's a different story.
A day.
That's a different
day.
Story.
I mean,
on the part of the passengers,
but they
wanted is assurance that
there is a flight.
Get back home on that day where you booked your flight.
Yeah.
That's not even the case anymore because chances are your flight's going to get canceled or rescheduled.
Rescheduled to a day before or a day after.
Yeah. What if you needed to be at a certain place on that day when you booked the flight?
So
and then when you rebook using another airline, they charge you like 16,000
because you're booking on you're flying on the same day, which you know the airlines just love that.
And lo and behold, the sound is back here now, so you lower the monitor because it's gonna break my eardrums. Okay,
so better.
Okay.
So yeah.
So what I mean, this is not a Philippines only problem.
I know.
All right, every budget airline in the world has this issue.
That sounds
right. It's normal for them.
Yeah, but
it's normal for them to overbook a flight. That's a given.
Sure.
Trust me, I worked in the airline industry for some time.
What I cannot get is the kind of impact that they have on people who are not Booby and Ryan. I mean,
what I mean is that's what I hate to say this, but that's what you get for booking way ahead of time because you're trying to save money. I can understand the saving money part, okay? Because you wanna save a couple of thousand pesos because of the flight, so you book months ahead of time. Especially if they got promos like this. In our case
Piso.
Here, the Piso
Fair.
Never tried that.
I mean, all you pay is like taxes and fees and terminal fees and all that crap. But what you have to remember is they will always overbook that flight. It's not because the plane holds 200 passengers.
So you're saying it's a lot more dangerous?
It's
risky.
It's standard airline practice.
So it's riskier, is that what you're saying?
What do you mean?
Riskier as far as something...
It is risky. Because somewhere along the line, they might lose that flight because of either not many people are booking it or they use the equipment, which by equipment they mean the plane itself, which they use that equipment for something else because one of their planes is undergoing maintenance
or one of the senators doesn't want anybody else on the plane.
No, that rarely happens now. No. It doesn't happen anymore.
It just happens.
They might hold a flight for a while, a couple of hours.
It reminds me of that person who stole somebody's airline seat.
Yeah. What I mean is,
Amazing Grace.
It happens. It happens.
Okay. Yeah, it does.
All right.
No, what I'm. It hurts if you are a typical, you know.
I mean, you like to make gala. You like to go around.
No, it's not that. Even if you're given a set budget, let's say for example, the company pays for your plane fare and your stay in Manila, and then you already vacated your place in Manila because you are going back to, let's say for example, you got assigned Manila. You're going back to Cagayan de Oro. And then your flight gets canceled or gets moved to a different day. What are you supposed to do? Or even if you are just visiting a relative or somebody in the family passed away, and then it's in a place like, let's say, for example, in Laguna.
Yeah, if it's just a day, you could stay inside the terminal. It's a hassle, but
it happens.
I know. But it happens.
And I don't bring camping equipment with me wherever I go.
You don't have to camp.
Where am I going to stay?
It's a chair. Sit down. Lay down. No. Terminal 3 is not that bad. Trust me.
Food is expensive.
That's why they're under investigation because
there's the government
wanted
that, right?
them to do better. Yeah.
I mean, some of the airlines, my galing, we're lucky here in the Philippines that they give you vouchers for food or... I know Philippine Airlines, if they really fucked up their flights, they'll give you like a especially for international flights. They're obligated to give you a room, and they have a hotel that they've that actually is always on standby just for incidences like this.
Right across,
like
the
even E3. before when our airport was still not in Lagindingan but in Lumbia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I always tell some of my friends who visit here, like, take the last flight, especially if it's rainy season. Like, just going home, take the last flight.
Why is that?
I don't know why. All right, last flights usually get canceled because of weather events.
Mm-hmm.
The moment there's rain, we don't have a radar. There's no runway lights.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to cancel that flight.
Mm-hmm.
Once they cancel that flight, don't leave the airport. Wait till everybody goes and then tell them, like, you're just a transient. You're here for business. Wala ka ng hotel. Wala ka ng ano. Wala ka ng pangkain. Dude, we usually ended up staying at Price Plaza Hotel with dinner.
Really?
Yeah. Well, dinner for one.
Yeah, I know.
But still, you know, we got a room.
Mm-hmm. If I get a room, I don't care if I don't get dinner. I can go downtown and get some food. Why?
Well, okay, fine. But still, you know, what I mean is they give you that.
Yeah.
But you have to ask for it. And you have to be believable enough that you're not from here.
Mm-hmm.
Like what I told you, if that happens...
I can fake a Cebu accent.
If that happens, don't say that you have friends here.
Yeah.
Tell them that you're... Well, technically you are here on business. Because she had a, I think she was one of the first that had those lighted signs. Those were their business, the lighted signs that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they were introducing this whole computer cutout. It was new at that time.
Mm-hmm.
It was still new at that time. Okay. So I told her, like...
Of course, you're talking about Lumbia still being an airport.
Yeah.
Every time it happens, like, just take the last flight going home. I'd probably say there's like a 60-70% chance that flight's going to get canceled because of a rain event.
Uh-huh.
that happens. I was teaching her like this and that. Because it happens to us like quite a number of times. If rain cloud starts coming in, I go like, ah, shit, cancel the flight.
So what did you do? You fake use your accent?
I go home.
I thought you used your Konya accent.
No, I'm not that bad.
Pare, I was like, you know, I can't.
Pare.
What am I going to do? I'm not from here.
I'm so pulubi na.
I spent all my datung chong. So
spent all my money at Javi's bar.
And what was the other bar? The one with tequila? Back in the day. Cheap tequila.
Yeah, I know.
Paddy's Point.
Paddy's Point. No, this was before Paddy's Point. Paddy's
Or you want to go? You want to go further? TJ's.
There you go.
Yeah, but nationwide, it's Paddy's Point.
Paddy's Point.
They're yeah. the popular they're, joint.
That they had like really, really Cuervo. Cheap. Really they had like really, Cuervo. Really cheap tequila.
Why was that?
Not just tequila. It's Cuervo.
What was? What,
yeah, they gave you silver.
Yeah.
Why did they have cheap tequila?
That's their marketing.
They served, yeah, because that's their come on
move. Yeah.
Because they have a partnership with,
not really, I think, but so. They're known for that. They're known.
But they're
for
known for their cheap tequila.
Tequila, really? Yeah.
Yeah, tequila shots. That's why everybody goes to Paddy's to load up on tequila, like three, four shots, and then
go somewhere else.
Go somewhere else.
Yeah.
We never paid for tequila.
We never paid for tequila in our lives.
We never paid for drinks before. That's probably why.
We hosted Cuervo events. Yeah,
it's only recently where we have to buy our own scotch.
Yeah, I know.
For the longest time, we just picked what we want to drink.
We were kind of a little spoiled.
We were spoiled like that. Yeah. Kind of miss those days.
You were somewhat spoiled, and I hate to admit it. It's like, not good if you're trying to.
What was that? I need to have my own waiter.
Yeah.
And we did.
I pick my own poison. Yeah, those things I missed.
Every time I hosted in.
You ask somebody not to.
They usually give me my own waiter because I drank like a fish back then.
Standing on the side and just waiting for your order.
I kind of forgot that. There was all of this, a designated waiter. Yeah.
Designated waiter who holds your ashtray and takes care of your cigarettes there that you left because it was a certain beverage that this allows anybody to be smoking on stage for segments.
Yeah, they don't.
So the waiter takes care of that for you along with your drinks. So if you want to order, then you get it right away because he doesn't really take orders from anybody else.
Just you.
Mind you, we'd never abused those privilege by asking the waiter to order for our girls.
Remember
that? We never did that.
I never did.
It was just our orders.
I always forget that he exists. That's the thing. I mean, you know, I know that there's somebody
you're busy.
And I'm supposed to be asking a certain person when in fact there's him. Mm-hmm. And every time I try to look for a different waiter, he always comes up and what do you want?
Because you forget the part where he's the only one assigned to you.
Because it's not something I'm used to. It's like,
in my case, I never abused the privilege. I never abused it.
I usually left the girls with them. I may have abused it at some point. No, because every time I go up on stage, it's usually like one whole set, and that's like, a 20-minute, 30-minute segment.
Yeah.
So I go like, you know, like, pray, ikaw si bahala sa iya. Ikaw ko ni bahala sa iya, sir. Don't worry.
Nah, I never did that.
I bet he enjoyed that as well.
Never did that. Mm.
Anyway.
No, it wasn't like, you know.
I always end up sharing the waiter services with a celebrity. That happens a lot. Like when you have somebody from up north flying in to co-host with you. That's when, and then they have all these weird orders.
Yeah.
It's like, I've seen that a lot.
Because we never got used to the whole cocktail scene.
Yeah, so.
Like the mixed drink?
What's going on with you?
No, it's either straight up vodka, straight up tequila,
straight
or just
up anything,
beer.
Yeah.
That was it, beer. Like, for
except
a time.
For the really popular ones, we were straight drinks.
We were experimenting with gold. Was that Goldschlager? Which I never really did like. It was weird.
And then Schnapps. After hosting, when you're just killing time, that's when you start depth charge and all those stuff.
If you want to go crazy and from 0 to 100 in 30 minutes, go depth charge. Yeah. So even before
I think nobody does that anymore.
No. Yeah.
But the current generation, I don't think so.
Yeah. They're too soft for that stuff, man. That's crazy.
Those are kids today drink soju. Wow. Ooh.
What the hell is that?
Soju.
Ooh, yeah, that Korean thing.
Yeah.
What is that equivalent to? What kind of drink is that? Beer?
Gin.
Gin? Oh, island cooler or something?
No, it's hard liquor in Korean, but it's 40%.
Oh, but it's pretty strong.
It is strong.
Okay, so why is it weak?
Because it hits different.
All right. Yeah, I get
you. You need to consume a lot before it actually hits you.
Me, finding vodka weak because I just find it weak because I don't get hit by vodka the way I'm hit with other stuff. So.
It's a slow build kind of.
So like
because it's clear, that's why.
When we're drinking vodka, it's like, okay, what's going on?
What? It hits you. Boom.
That's always been a rule of thumb of mine. Like the clearer the drink, the clearer the spirit,
the longer it is,
the less the hangover you're going to suffer in the morning.
Really?
Yeah. So if you want to steer clear of really bad hangovers, stay away from like whiskey or cognac or brandy or you know, anything that has a color in it. So I usually, that's why I got stuck with vodka a lot back in my day when I was in high school. Like vodka was my go-to drink.
Vodka and gin.
No flavor. Or gin. It has no flavor.
What, gin?
No, nothing's going on. It's boring.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I know Absolut was endorsed by Metallica, but that's the only radical thing they ever did. When you start drinking Absolut,
I never was a fan of
like the bitterness.
Unless you have a week to kill at a bar without going home, then maybe I'd enjoy it. But if I need to be in the zone sometime an hour after, then nah.
See, that's why I load up with
vodka's
like,
not for me.
Like half a case of beer before I actually go up on stage. It's my usual, at least a half a case of beer for me to be able to just go up on stage.
I just realized a couple of days ago I went out. I actually get drunk from beer nowadays.
You're getting old. We're getting old.
I know. I was like, oh, whoa.
We're not in our 20s anymore.
I got buzzed and I had beer.
How many?
It's crazy.
You got two?
I lost count. It's a lot.
Oh, but that was a lot.
But I never get buzzed with beer before.
Try mixing it.
Oh, yeah. Nah. That kills you.
Nah. At our age right now, forget about it.
For the longest time, you need to catch up because you got stuck in traffic and you got to go up on stage. So what you do is load up on scotch. That's what you do. So you load up on scotch, and then after 20 minutes, you have to go up on stage. You're as drunk as everybody else, which is a cool thing because, yeah, I mean, if I be working while you guys are having fun, I mean, where's the fun in that? I gotta be drunk too, so everybody can relate. So we ended up doing scotch for the longest time because we had, well, it's part of the job to be doing all these things in the middle of the night in a foreign land mostly. After traveling in a rented van
for several hours,
all the eccentric people you meet, celebrity or otherwise. So yeah, that was a life for a while. And then you go to a place and then the first thing you ask is do you have like a steady supply of let's say ice because I want my scotch on the rocks. And then they say, yeah, do you have a smoking area or does your town have a an ordinance where it forbids us from those are the first questions we ask. And then our tech writer, usually a liter of our drink. And
yeah, it's always a bottle.
Yeah, so for the longest time, that was the job. It's not like we have to go buy something for us so we can drink and get drunk.
Because the last thing we want is getting stuck with a 10,000 peso fine because you smoked in your room.
Yeah. Well, I've seen my share of
referring to you, Davao. Hotel.
Yeah, in Davao, we paid like 15,000.
Fine?
For smoking in...
Who smoked in the room in Davao?
One of our celebrity...
Ah, okay.
Something.
Well, they just take care of it.
You're hungover and to pay the fines. You have to take care of it because you're trying to catch a flight with a terrible hangover.
Yeah.
I mean, in our case, we never get the hangover, but you lack sleep. So it's pretty much the same.
Kapuyoy?
Yeah.
By the way, Davao, I still owe the local city government 500 pesos.
But that was,
you
that
got
was,
caught?
Yeah, it's booking outside.
That was a job. That was a job. So it wasn't we need to go out because we need to unwind or anything like that. And we got to spend because we deserve it. So we pay for the drinks. So no, it's not like that. We are there because it's our job to do it. And along the way, necessary, just like occupational hazard, are all these spirits that lurk in the corner. And the tech riders are usually have loads of that.
And they wear civilian clothes and they just wear an ID. So they can just flip the ID over to the front and you're caught.
Yep.
Hi, hello. I'm an agent from the city government.
I was never caught in Davao, but I get cranky for like longer hours that I wasn't able to smoke. So like there was one time we were traveling by land the next day because we got to move the event next leg of the event to what's that name?
Jensan.
So that's
3-4 hours.
Right. What happened was I was waiting for the boundary. We passed by the boundary, and then when I saw that it says you are now leaving the jurisdiction of the ordinance, I told the van, stop! There's a shanty that looks like a store. Stop! Why? I wanna ask them if they have coffee. Why do you have to have coffee there? Because it's outside the boundary. I gotta smoke.
Yeah.
And then all these other celebrity guys realized what I was doing, and they were like, oh, yeah, good idea. So we ended up wasting like half an hour of the travel because I just wanted to do that.
Because you had to have your coffee and...
Coffee and six, yeah. So that was... we're talking about the days when I used to... smoke and on the job and all.
Didn't we all?
So it was good. It was a good days.
Oh my God.
So we pretty much remember all the good spots and everything. Now I don't know. I wonder if the dynamics is still the same. Like,
no, I think everybody.
I've seen last Friday that it was a bit different. It's probably because I'm not used to the place that I was looking at.
No, when did we go out?
I saw Facebook
yesterday.
Posts.
Was it yesterday?
Yeah.
I saw Facebook posts of the place, and they're saying that if you want like the upscale and the in...
I don't know, the other night, sorry.
Place and crowd, that was the place. And there's another one downtown.
Yeah.
So I looked at it on my way in when it was still early. It looked weird. And then when I went out... It was ugly. So maybe because I haven't been going out, I was like, okay, now it makes me wonder, like, what's the dynamics now? Because during our time, it was equally divided between real talents of solo artists, bands, and then you have DJs.
Yeah.
And then you have talked shows like ours before, if you want to throw that in the mix. So it was pretty much... Anything that you prefer, there's a spot that's for you.
For you.
Here's the trend. As long as your place is Instagrammable.
Oh, really?
I always hated that term.
That's how it is now?
Well, that's what
that's how, yeah, I know that's
or
how it is.
Maybe
right
there's
now.
A new term. It's threadable.
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 That will never catch on.
Instagrammable. As long as it's Instagrammable, even if the food sucks or is just
really?
Okay. Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, kind of like that place we went to.
Okay.
Which one?
All right.
We went to this spot, coffee though, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
So the place was pretty, the coffee was okay, but it's Instagrammable.
It's hit and miss.
So it's Instagrammable.
Well, that's what they claim. That's what they put on their Facebook page. We're highly Instagrammable. Like, why do you have to put that in? Tell me where your food, how your food is. What kind of food you got?
It's crazy. Huh?
Who cares? As long as it's reminiscent of some Korean shit and
I know,
you know,
right?
it's got pink flowers all over the place, it's okay. Yeah. And your target market are
you get pictures of those finger hearts and hand hearts and all that crap. Like, oh my God.
Dynamics is more on something you can do online. That's something
everything now is on
in the day.
Social media.
Yeah. Something that you could brag about online.
So that includes probably the entertainment aspect, the whole thing, right? Like if you're not that good, so long as
it looks good
you have
on
followers,
it looks
online,
good online.
People will go check you out. Maybe
it looks good on your Instagram. I guess it's okay.
Really?
So that place. Far north, uptown. Mm-hmm. Far north. I mean, the end of uptown. Tom's?
Well, that's the end of uptown. We went there.
We went there.
Yeah, and then
how
we...
Then the power was
power
out.
Power went out, so we had to go back.
He was taking a leak. Then the
I was thinking
of
the power went out. I was like, oh, my God.
Did it piss on a circuit breaker?
Somebody I was thinking like... They used to throw dead bodies out here.
I know,
shit.
Right?
I remember.
And then
how's the food?
Yeah, we had
they weren't serving food because we went there about like 11:30.
Yeah.
So what did you drop? Coffee?
We had coffee. Yeah.
Well, yeah, some sort of coffee.
Yeah, that's their version of coffee, and we had that.
Yeah. We had liquid cake. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
Liquid cake. Oh, liquid yeah. Okay, cake. I get it now. Okay.
Liquid. And then we saw students there.
A lot.
With their MacBooks.
MacBooks and iPads and.
Yeah, it's you're looking at
AirPods.
And did they order?
Yeah, naman.
Pretty okay. much.
Oh, naman.
So you're looking at Cagayan and like, wow, highly urbanized and all that shit. This is what's going on now.
It's happening.
So it's happening. Yeah. It's okay.
It is.
It's okay. Yeah. So, yeah.
It's always nice to see like someone who was like well educated. As I've always found it fascinating that you're well ingrained into a certain ecosystem. Like, I've always had Macs. Like, you know, except for my phone. It's not a secret. But I've always had like a MacBook for my laptop. I've always had a tablet. I've always used an iPad. Never really used anything else. But I never used an iPhone for a phone you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just funny looking at, like when we went out to, I think it was me and Care. I took him out to H.
Uptown, yeah.
Yeah, we went to H and this law student beside us, we were like.
She had
the whole Mac ecosystem. And they go like, so if I get a phone, mm-hmm. and then bring
like we'd be just like her.
Yeah, and then she even had like the AirPod Max for headphones. Right. Mm-hmm. So she is well and true. And then I looked at her car keys, they had like those
tags.
Little air tags. All right.
Her shoes probably has air tags inside the soles. Pretty sure.
I won't be surprised.
Or her underwear because the parents put it there. So make sure to keep track of her. What's going on with the underwear and everything?
Mom.
Did it separate her body sometime while she was out of the house?
No, I mean the air tags. I can understand because it's a huge help, especially for keys. If you're one who constantly is looking for keys,
especially for names Jesse James.
There's even an accessory now for bikes.
Yeah,
where you can load the air tags inside your tires.
The bike.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah,
just in case of theft.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can keep track of your bike. Yeah. So better Makes be sense. Like the 500,000 peso bikes that you have.
Yep.
And take pains of actually asking the mechanico to work on the tags.
Or
put it there.
You can
it's got all these things that covers it inside. And
yeah.
It attaches to the valve, actually, where you put air. That's
really?
Where the tags, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So there's a housing on the other end that goes inside the tire. That's where you put the tags. So I was thinking, I'm not going to put that on my bike.
If you can lift your bike with your pinky finger, then you should put another tag on it.
Yeah, the pinky finger test. You do that, and then
a lot of travelers put air tags on their luggages.
It's how much is an air tag nowadays?
A thousand something.
Yeah.
I would usually advise to get those set of fours because it's too mahal if you just get one by one.
I seriously
the four pack sets you back around 5,000 plus, which is almost 6,000 really.
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ.
But you know, it is a big help.
Yeah.
Even if just for keys.
Seriously thinking of getting one for my dog. But yeah, we can say dog because she's not around. She doesn't know she's a dog.
It's not a human.
She thinks she's human. She thinks she's the youngest daughter. But yeah, I'm going to get one for her, but okay, what am I going to do with the rest of the tags? Because I don't travel that much. I don't want to put it in my car.
Why don't you put it in your car?
I don't know, because I travel.
Put it on your keys. So you
4 kilometers to and from the house?
No, but put it on your keys. Or your bag where your
things are.
Where your stuff are.
Yeah, probably do that.
What other places uptown?
We were there recently.
Same for the new vinyl spot? There's nothing.
There's actually a lot.
There's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot.
Because we were going around.
It's the same. I think they're descendants of these people that don't really heap us their basura.
I think so.
Like, every day, like early today, I went there for a bike ride. And then you see all the kalat in the joints. I'm pretty sure it was because of last night was Saturday night, right? So everybody
you're talking about uptown?
Yeah.
You went there?
The basura's all over the place. Shit. So that means, yeah, there's no trash bin, and people don't really go after all these basura and let probably someone else to clean it the next day.
Hey, you know, they start charging people, what, 50 pesos for parking? They should at least hire someone to clean that shit up.
Yeah, but I'm talking about spots where there's not even a parking spot.
No, what I mean
is... vicinity of these drinking...
But I think they stopped already, those people who actually just park by the side of the road and drinking. They've put a stop to that already.
Yeah, so the talat is from the bars.
Yeah.
So it's dirty, man.
Those two Arab... themed places uptown.
What was the thing that we Aladdin's Gate?
Aladdin's
it was Gate, right? Yeah.
No, it was Aladdin's Cafe.
Oh, it's not Gate.
Those places are probably better off because, like, Sahara is in another quarter.
Yeah, but Aladdin's Cafe is way at the back.
It's in the back. Yeah,
it's in cursive. So we were having a discussion. It's Aladdin's Cafe. No, it's Aladdin's Gate. Aladdin's Cafe. No,
I'm sorry. Gate. I still see it as Gate.
What? Gate cake?
Gate.
I think it's cake.
Oh my God, there's a third one.
Is that the one with the car wash?
Fix your fonts.
Is that the one with the car wash?
By the car wash at
near
the corner.
Jacko's Grill.
Yeah,
near Aladdin, Jacko, yeah. Aladdin's Cake. That's Aladdin's Cake. We bought cake from there.
I know, because I've seen they have cake.
When did Aladdin have a cake?
Who the fuck cares?
Who knows?
Man?
Jesus.
He showed her the world.
Yeah.
But he might have brought cake.
Or he probably went down on the muffin and we didn't know about it.
You guys tell us what it is. Okay.
Somebody went down on the muffin. No, you know that's what? My take on that one. Aladdin's cake.
I'm sure they paid someone to make the logo.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to get your money's worth and have it changed. Because we're
confused.
There's three guys with three different versions of what your place's name is.
Aladdin's cake.
But I've always referred to that place as Aladdin's cake. So sue me.
No, I will not.
Aladdin's Gate and then Aladdin's Cafe.
Who cares?
Because your F looks like a T.
And there's another cafe adjacent to that one in the big road with an island in the middle. Mm-hmm. What was the name of that spot?
I can't remember.
I had coffee there also one time.
Milestone, not Milestone.
Miles. Miles Cafe?
Milestone.
The one with two levels?
Yeah.
Milestone.
Yeah.
It's Instagrammable.
I don't even know what an Instagrammable place looks like, but I was there.
When you extend your hand, your arm, and then take a picture of yourself,
and then
does it look good?
Does it look good? If it does, it's Instagrammable.
It's Instagrammable.
Oh, okay, I should try that.
If it looks like you're not in Cagayan de Oro, it's Instagrammable.
That pizza that used to taste good, not Instagrammable. Too dark and nobody's there anymore. What's going on with that?
They moved.
They changed the cheese or they moved?
They moved.
No. Do we?
I know. That spot where they moved to?
Yeah.
It's dark and I don't know, man.
Well, they're all over the place.
Oh,
well,
okay.
One of the owners
I wouldn't know about that.
Looks like Gollum, so.
They have one up in the Bukid.
Yeah.
In Claveria, right?
They have one there. They have one in Aluba.
They're doing really good. They opened a lot of branches.
They opened in Manila.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. By doing something right.
By Saint Scholastica.
Nice,
No. That's the thing.
What?
When you are supposed to be expanding, you're supposed to maintain the quality of your product.
That's the belief. Yep.
What happened was they brought it down and then expanded. So I don't have.
I tasted it and then it was different and I stopped buying.
Exactly stopped buying.
But if they keep on opening branches, then they must be doing something good.
There,
but I don't like it anymore.
It's an infusion of capital. Yeah, That's it.
I tried it. I don't like it anymore because it changed. I don't even know if they changed anything, but it tastes different. So I never buy from that place anymore.
One, crust. Two, the cheese.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, I wouldn't know about
that. Just get extra cheese. It'll help.
I'm not too
That's
particular.
The thing, because what they had before, even without the
you
extra
don't need
cheese,
to order
is
extra
already
cheese. Yeah. Okay. But anyway, so what are the other places that?
The second Arab themed restaurant, Bait Al
Zaytun. Aladdin's Gate.
The second one.
No, the one owned by
Bait Al Zaytun.
Yeah, there we go.
Where is that?
At the back of
SM.
Of SM. They're mostly pastries, though.
33.
Mostly pastries, and
they have a lot of pastries.
Sokhanefe and
some.
So Groove
Turkish delights.
At the back of SM is Groove.
No.
The Pacifica.
The one
building?
Directly at the back of the parking.
I went to Tirso's, by the way.
Where's that?
Just learn it.
Right by the corner of Grove. We passed by it. I thought, like, oh, that's Tirso's.
Yeah.
The one where a whole lot of...
Kids are.
Kids are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right beside it was a convenience.
Have you tried it?
I haven't
Tirso's?
Yet.
Yeah.
It turned me off. You know why?
Yeah.
The kids are all males.
Too many kids.
No, kids, you know, college
but if,
kids.
But if you feel like Roadhouse, they belong to the same company.
Yeah, I think so they got the same
standards
old, yeah.
and all that. Just didn't like the
ambiance.
But it was.
Why? Because you can Instagram yourself there.
One. It was the one and only time I was there and didn't like the food. So
okay.
I'm not going back. I guess I don't know. Not going back. Costa Rocha. I just don't like the name, but I can remember it now. So
is this the one by?
By the apples orchard. Yeah.
That's the name.
Yeah.
I still can't remember it.
We rediscovered Freakin' Burger.
What?
Freakin' Burger, we thought it closed behind SM, right?
Yeah, you guys are going to have me try it, and then...
Yeah, it was closed. We found it again.
We found it again.
Well, it was still uptown. They have a few down here, downtown.
Freakin' Burger? Yeah. Seriously?
They're good. They're really good, actually.
It's good. Goodbye.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, at least now we know where to go.
All right.
Yeah.
Because I've settled the standard on burgers now. Over the years, I've been trying to figure out burgers. If I want to do it like a couple of times in a month, it has to be McDonald's. That's my burger.
Well, a whole lot better than McDonald's. Nah. If they had...
Nah, there's nothing better. There are good burgers, but I'm going to eat it like once in a month. I don't go back.
Let me put it this
way.
The
only burger I can come back to twice in a week is Mickey D's. That's the rule. So if you're saying that's a good burger, I'm going to try it out.
Try it out. I mean,
that could be the first burger that I'd say I'm going to go back and eat like 3-4 times.
The only reason why me and Jesse haven't gone back there is because when we did go back, it was closed.
Yeah,
and we didn't know where they opened.
Yeah, but you
so
know.
They're the intermediate.
So I'm settled.
Just put it this way. McDonald's and Backyard Burger. They're the one in the middle.
Okay. McDonald's, Backyard.
In Backyard. They're in the middle.
Where? In Uptown?
No. I'm talking about the
category.
The category.
Nah.
So okay. the meat-wise and, and topping-wise, they're in between McDonald's. So McDonald's doesn't have that much grease. There's no tomato.
Because my ranking now.
You can't
excludes.
Have tomato at your McDonald's now, by the way.
You can?
Yeah. You ask to
my
have it.
The problem with McDonald's now is I think they changed their buns. So I'm trying to learn the new buns.
They changed the oil.
Okay, whatever.
They don't use cottonseed oil
anymore.
But
right now, you rank burgers. I don't include McDonald's when I rank burgers. It's like, leave McDonald's alone. What's the best burger?
Okay.
So that I eat that, and then next week,
you go back to McDonald's.
When they go, let's drive through for burgers.
Try frickin'.
Okay. Let's go get McDonald's.
In any case, I'm sure you've heard already that Cardi B went apeshit on one of her concerts in Vegas.
Have you seen the whole video?
It was a longer video?
There was a longer video.
What did she do?
She was on the other side of that stage. She was bending over and inviting the crowd to throw water on her patingting.
Because it was too hot, right?
I don't know what the reason was.
Oh, that's the video where she got hit by a cell phone?
No. She got hit by a cup with drinks in it.
She went to the other side. That's where the popular or the most common video that you're going to see is when she did the same thing and somebody obliged her. And
she threw her mic.
Yes.
And then she was hit in the face?
No.
I don't know if
the patingting? She was hit in the patingting?
I don't think she hit anyone with the mic, though.
But yeah,
from the looks of it, I don't think she hit anyone with the mic. But it was like one of those cordless mics.
Yeah,
those things are heavy.
She got mad, and then she.
I mean, those things are heavy. We should know, but you know, those things.
Yeah, it's the embarrassment, bah. I mean, you know, you invite the crowd to do something, you oblige, and then you got a mic in return, even if it didn't hit you. Security came and started confronting you.
Yeah, okay.
And then I think the person that threw the water apologized. Like, she was asking for it.
Okay.
She asked for it. So I don't know if, you know, Cardi B needs a psychiatrist, like a whole lot of them too.
Who's Cardi B again? Gia.
Some singer.
Okay. All right.
That's her.
What? What is that?
That's her.
Her song?
Well, that's her.
What song? What song?
I don't know. I don't listen to Cardi B.
Yeah, but we were in radio. You never caught Cardi B or played anything from Cardi B?
We did, but you know one of those songs?
I'm sure. I heard of the name, but...
You know one of those songs that you play just because you have to play it? But then again, once you do play it, you take off your headphones, you turn off the monitors inside the booth because you don't want to listen to it.
Mm, yeah. Mm. Okay.
It's one of those songs. That's her.
Why is that? Why is she a big deal again? Well, she got herself on the news. It's probably the reason why she did that.
Yeah. She's, yeah.
What about Lizzo? At least she didn't do a Lizzo.
True.
Lizzo.
Hers was a different case.
I mean, everybody knows Lizzo. And for Lizzo to be accused of fat-shaming her dancers.
That's something.
The irony. The irony of it all.
The fatness of it all.
No, you know what she said? You know what she said? Dancers have been fired because they gained weight.
No, but the funny thing was, when she hired dancers, she was hiring the hefty ones.
Yeah, but apparently they stopped being hefty and became heftier.
Well, have you seen their boss?
No, if that's her reason, well, we dancers get fired. And if you start to look like me, you get fired. So anybody smaller than me is okay. Once you reach my image, because, fat is beautiful, then
and then she fat-shamed everybody who's...
Three dancers, right? There were three complaints against her.
Three complaints.
Oh, man.
And then there was a sexual harassment thing.
There was a charge of sexual harassment because she forced her staff, especially the dancers, mm-hmm. to go into the strip club in Vegas after their show and forced them to...
eat bananas out of a sex worker's patingting.
Patingting.
Yeah, that one.
So I'm gonna get a bucket of popcorn.
Now, what happened to them are they became truck drivers of Taylor Swift.
Oh, man. You know how much you gave them?
$100,000.
For the truck drivers alone? She gave him a bonus of $100,000 each.
16 truck drivers.
16 truck drivers for
plus,
her.
A whole bunch of other people got the bonus. So.
Everyone in her tour got a bonus.
So she... What was that? How much was she spending? Around $5 million?
About $5 million in bonuses for that particular time.
Yeah.
But have you seen her crowd?
Oh, yeah.
The number of people inside the stadium would equal the number of people outside who couldn't go in anymore.
Mm.
And it was suggested to her and her tour group that they put up like jumbotrons mm-hmm. outside the stadium so that it could at least...
What's the point?
Huh?
What's the point of you having a concert?
You lose the premium of the tickets if you do that.
But I mean, if I paid something, a huge amount for getting inside... I'd feel cheated.
What you do is just put out a speaker louder.
Or at least,
a meter or two.
Yeah.
Because I remember when...
and put in tables and sell beer.
Yeah.
Tailgating. They don't sell. Nobody sells beer.
Or any kind of liquor.
They bring beer, but they can't sell them.
Oh.
The moment you sell them, they're going to go after you.
Oh, so that's why there are combs with vodka containers inside.
Yes.
Or brushes, okay?
Yes.
All right, I saw that.
Mm-hmm. As long as you don't sell them, it's for consumption, it's okay. No matter how much, even if you fill up your entire truck bed with ice and beer, mm-hmm. as long as you don't ask money like, oh, you want a beer? And then, oh, it's $1. Yeah. You don't do that.
No, what about...
If you just give them beer, it's okay.
What about Cash App?
They pay
no.
online.
The moment you pay, they're going to go after you.
Man... My business model now went down the drain. Anyway.
Because they can't tax you, that's why.
So, Lizzo. Mm-hmm.
Alanis Morissette is with Isis Aguirre?
I think she opened for in one of her dates.
Yeah, well, what I don't get is when I open my feed, it's there every other...
Why, what did she do?
Every other...
I don't know, I had a picture and everybody...
What did Ice do?
No,
I think she opened for Alanis.
Yeah, but why was she crying?
Because of the moment, I guess. Like,
because what I read was she wrote a letter. Well, he wrote a letter.
What I don't get is why is it in my feed? I was like, hey, Inquirer, what's going on with you? There's no other thing happening?
Because it's Isis Aguirre.
Spagdating.
Oh, my God.
Was that her? No, that can't be her.
It's like, ah, so what I do is I... You have an option to delete that thing, right? And then Facebook will ask you, like, why'd you delete that? And then I go, fuck you. And then it's gone now. I was like, God, that's garbage I don't want to see, man. Jesus.
I won't be able to sleep. Let me look for that song movie. I'm not going to play it. Don't worry.
What song?
Bug that thing.
Oh, I thought you were going to show me the post again.
I showed the post.
Really?
That's SS Aguero. You know why I can't forget that?
Why? Because you had to play it?
You cried?
Bug that thing in panahon. I'm probably going to get a dick. Just, that's the line that usually comes after that in my brain.
Without knowing.
Without even thinking about it. That's what follows. Yeah. Bug that thing in panahon. I'm going to grow one. I doubt it, but then again, my brain says, that's...
That's what you want.
This is probably saying, got you there.
Well, anyway.
And then, yeah. Drop up on your tower.
Oh, yeah. I mean, nobody can deny that. Cool. I'm not even against that. I forgot who the wife was.
I forgot the name, but that face.
She's pretty, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Lucky her. Don't force me to call it him, all right? So... I hope they're happy.
I mean, I might call him if I remember, but, I've seen her before, so it's always a her for me. If you were born way after me, then, yeah, it could be him.
Okay, all right.
But, Little Miss Philippines, sorry, her.
It's a good thing you're a he, because otherwise Vic's going to be all over your ass.
True.
Well, I don't think so. She doesn't look like Colleen, anyway.
Oh, God.
No. Let's not go there.
Okay. I like her new album, though, Alanis.
Really?
I mean, there's one song there. That
I was looking at some of the videos they posted of parts of the gig. Why was she walking around the stage?
She always walks around the stage.
No, she doesn't. She has a guitar. She stands in with a microphone stand and sings.
Aren't you referring to Sheryl Crow?
No. That's what I remember about Alanis. Was she walking around?
She used to walk around
30 years ago?
Yeah.
The way she did in the video.
She doesn't
now?
Jump around anymore. If that
She's not pink.
Yeah, well.
And then oversized polo shirt?
Yeah.
The works?
That's the one.
Really? Can't remember that
one. And
part.
The hair.
And the hair.
Oh, yeah, I remember the hair.
Still the same hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but you got a little... No, I wouldn't call it lazy because a lot of artists are doing that now. But especially with songs from her Jagged Little Pill album,
mm-hmm.
She barely sang.
What?
She usually just goes to the audience and then just let them.
That's like ripping you off if you paid for the tickets, because we want
you to sing.
Yeah, we want you to sing. Why would you? Like, give I'll the sing mic
along.
To the...
I'll sing along with you.
Yeah, I'll sing along.
But don't make me sing your... Don't make me do your job for you.
It's like the whole crowd is singing and they stop singing. Like, what the hell is that? All of us are there to see you singing the song.
Taylor does that, right?
Who's Taylor? Which one?
I mean...
Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
She doesn't stop and then points the mic at the audience. She just sings. The whole audience sings along with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't do that if you become a rock star someday. Don't let the crowd sing your song.
So there's no chance of Taylor Swift ever coming to the Philippines?
Nope.
Not in 2024.
Our venues are too small.
Really?
Yeah, from the looks of it, yeah.
Our venues are too small. So.
Her best bet would have been, Philippine Arena? But that would have been such a tall order.
Philippine Arena would be, I think, too small for her.
Nah, come on. Was it like 2-3 dates? It'll be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're not doing it. They're doing like 4 in Singapore.
Oh, because a lot of people from around Singapore are going to Singapore just to watch her.
That's
like people
several
from
countries around Singapore.
Like people from Vietnam, Malaysia.
200,000 and then 75 million signed up for that venue. You can't beat that.
Yeah, because you got people from Malaysia, you got people from Vietnam, from Indonesia, mm-hmm. flying into Singapore just to watch her.
Why is that? I can't even give you more than one song that she released. I just know.
Yep.
I just know that song.
Which one?
She wrote for this country artist guy.
Not
Tim
her
McGraw.
Ex?
Tim McGraw. She has a song called Tim McGraw. That's the only song. Oh, there's another one. Love Story. But I can't sing it. Tim McGraw, I know.
Tim Love Story is basically her love story.
Yeah, okay, whatever. But Tim McGraw is because she's got a crush on Tim McGraw, I guess. So she wrote that song for about him. And now 75 million people want to watch her. What else did she do that I missed? Did I sleep for a decade?
She came up with a lot of good songs.
Seriously?
Pop-wise.
You talked to my wife's cousin.
No, pop-wise. My wife and everybody in the house wants to see Taylor.
Here.
And I go, what?
In the car, we sing along to her.
Really?
Yeah.
Younger generation.
Seriously?
Or more, if you notice, more women.
More women, yeah. That's true.
Okay. All right. So no crazy gay-looking Korean makeup?
No, nothing like that.
Really?
Nothing.
I wouldn't know. I know she's nice. I know that much. She's nice. And she writes about ex-boyfriends.
I think she just wants to have a boyfriend.
Just so that she can have
just so that she can break up with him.
Break up with
and then make a song out of it. Yeah. And then sell it as an album. Because every album has a particular boy attached to it.
I do have a question. Why are a lot of men making fun of her for how she looks?
Why? She looks somewhat hot.
Or are they referring to how she looked before?
She was 15 before.
I mean, the major retoque happened.
Everybody's had retoque at some point in their career.
That's probably why the men are, you know.
Have you seen the picture I sent you?
No. Which picture are you referring to?
Dinah!
Oh, that. Okay, cool. All right.
Have you seen it? It almost broke my heart.
I always find her
but
pretty.
But it's okay.
I mean, Taylor. Yeah, you know, every time somebody posts something about Taylor.
I listen to Taylor Swift sometimes in the car when I'm alone.
And?
You always catch me with it in jean, though, but it's okay. Because that's what
I was about to
you.
Say that. I'm not going to be surprised if you listen to Taylor Swift because you sing through Jean Velasquez from time to time.
Because I'm teasing you. Partly. Partly because I'm teasing you.
Or Jean Velasquez, the one that goes, right?
Dadalhin
kita. No, but if you're not looking at a noontime show and then she comes on, mm-hmm. even if you're doing something else, you just wait for that part where somebody goes.
That's bound to be her.
That's her.
Yeah.
No, but I can sort of relate a little bit to Ubi. Not Regine, but in my case, I'm a fan of Morissette.
Oh yeah, she has a nice voice. Yeah, but I can't sing to her. It's just too high.
So that's it.
No, there's only one song of Regine that I actually do like. That was it. That was it.
Okay. Unless if your name is Webster, who downloaded the entire song way back in 2003. All right? You're not supposed to download anything inside the office in a call center, but he did.
It's so funny because me and Paula, we were driving around New York one time. And we're listening to my Spotify. And then Regine comes along. So you're like, oh, you have an OPM playlist. Like, what's in it?
Song.
I go like, oh, it's usually just the old ones. You know, like some Basil in there, some Zsa-Zsa, some... So we were like, you know, we were driving around and then we were singing along. It's like we usually do. And then all of a sudden Regine comes along and she looks at me really funny like, what the fuck are you listening to Regine for? Like it's Dadalhin.
No.
And then she thought it was she thought it was like a fluke, and then they started singing along to it. She goes, "Oba, memorize pa."
No, yeah, that's a one off there. I mean, I could understand him listening to Lolita Carbon and the other, you know, Filipino stuff. Basil Valdez, I can understand. But suddenly that singer Regine Velasquez pops into his playlist.
And that's the only Regine I have in my OPM playlist.
I find her annoying.
She is annoying. I'm sorry.
Even talk shows where she's a guest.
I know. I'm sorry, Regine fans, but she is annoying. Okay, even if she doesn't sing, she just talks. Yeah, and she gets interviewed. And go like, oh,
she's
God.
All over the place.
To be honest,
none of her TV shows took off.
No, they last about a year or two. That's it.
Exactly.
I mean, sad to say, but again, this is just my opinion. I think her sister has a better voice than her.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Kakay Velasquez? Mm-hmm. Have you listened to as still as a photograph?
Because of you, Booby. Anything that has the last name of Velasquez,
you'd stay away from?
Yes.
Yeah.
Kaka Velasquez came up with a single called
As Still as a Photograph.
It's still one of my favorite OPM songs.
Oh, that song I like.
See? But that's a Velasquez. It's not annoying.
Different genre.
But still, but the voice, the quality of the voice is different from her sister's. You know why? Because she doesn't make Mirit.
Yeah, you can't.
She doesn't make Mirit. I mean, she just sings it naturally.
Yeah.
Like what people are supposed to do.
Mirit.
Different genre.
You know?
I think she sounds a little bit more like Alanis in that song.
Who?
As far as that song is concerned,
well, yeah,
still as a photograph, yeah. Everybody would be like, what song are you talking about?
I think we were the only ones who actually did give it enough airplay.
What's the correct title of that song?
As Still as a Photograph.
Cagayan de Oro Whites, I think we're the only radio station that played Sugar Hiccup as well.
Five years.
Yeah.
I finally found the story.
Sugar Hiccup is OPM, right?
Yeah.
I figured out the story of Sugar Hiccups while we were playing it.
What?
She was waiting for her boyfriend to come back.
Yeah, but the range of emotions.
Yeah, I know. That's okay. 5 years waiting. So waiting. Patiently waiting,
and then
Dabda. Basically, if you think about Dabda, then that's 5 years.
Because the only lyric to that whole track is...
And he will never be back.
He will never be back. Six words. That was it. Yeah. It was all humming.
No, you don't listen to the... Yeah, that's the first mistake that a lot of people make when they're listening to 5 years, is they wait for the lyrics.
Yeah, okay.
Play it once, and then play it again, and then you will finally... probably.
And then you feel the joy, and then the hope in the middle, and then the realization that... Nah, this is not happening.
Yep.
And then the anger.
You think that there's going to be Dabdas.
Yeah, true.
So what's Dabda again? Denial, anger, bargaining. Depression, mm-hmm. and then acceptance. Okay, so the part where it culminates is the bargaining phase. Start to, mm-hmm. you feel like it's going to work out.
Oh, here's something that you never knew about 5 years ago. When they started, when they made that song, they never intended it to be a single.
Huh?
They never intended it to be part of the album. They never intended it to be...
I can see that. If you're talking about that as a warm-up song?
No, it was it was not a warm-up song.
Soundcheck song.
You're right.
Yeah,
they made that as a soundcheck song.
Yeah. Just like Sweet Child of Mine.
And then what happened was... That song became so huge that every time Melody had to sing it, it was their most popular song at that time.
Mm.
You know, it was their most popular single at that time. So they're not going to sing it from the onset of their gig.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to sing it somewhere in the later part. By the time she has to sing it, she's tired. Her vocal cords are strained.
That's a difficult song to perform.
It's a difficult song to perform.
The only time, and this broke my heart, the only time that they perform it on TV, she fucked it up.
Every video I've seen of her performing it, she falters.
And I was thinking this group and the way that they write their songs would have made the difference as far as the Filipino music industry is concerned, but... They're on camera or their live performances are not as good. So if you're thinking about you two performing and then you suddenly go to the concerts and not finding them to be, album standard, that's basically it.
Oh, here's something that you might have not known. Do you know who produced their album?
No.
Ellie Bandilla and Marcus Marasigan.
Really?
Yep. Because Ellie owed Melody del Mundo's mom. Their success.
Okay.
Because apparently the mom was one of those cornerstones of OPM music back in the 80s and the early 90s.
Okay.
So she had a hand in promoting Intervoice, and she had a hand in promoting the E-Heads back in the day. So when Melody started performing, although the mom took a hands-off stance. So she didn't. She didn't even go like, "Oh, that's my mom." She didn't do that.
Who's the mom?
I forgot the name. But it was one of those industry bigwigs back in back in the day. So when they got signed up by, I think it was EMI or BMG. Was it
BMG?
EMI? BMG. When they got signed up by BMG, they I think Ellie offered to produce the album, and it was Ellie's first time to produce an album, and it was their first time actually cutting an album.
Okay.
But still, like, that song came out when? 96, was it? 97? Somewhere along that line.
Yeah, around that time.
Up to now, there's still nothing that I in the OPM scene that actually matches that song.
I know. It's a cult favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, so even if you go to YouTube right now and search for that song, 5 Years by Sugar Hiccups, there would still be people like, it's 2023, you're still listening.
I'm still listening to it, yeah.
Which is funny because sometimes it pops in my head. I play it and I see comments like that.
And their second album, they came up with a single there called Bleed, which we also played back in the day.
Yeah.
Not As Remembered, though. Not As Remembered.
Not As Remembered as Five Years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 5 Years actually just broke that barrier of...
How did we discover that? I mean, we just decided...
It was a sampler, I think.
It was a sampler. Yeah. We were listening. Like, we also knew...
We were listening to it. It's like, oh, yeah. This is weird and different.
It's different. And then, great. And then she had that, but he will never be back.
It stayed on the countdown for a very long time.
A long time, because it was, there was nothing like it at that time.
Yeah.
It was unique, and it stuck with a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like, I always get turned on whenever I you know, get a girl on the phone.
Asking for five years. I know, like,
wait, weirdo.
Mm-hmm.
What's your name? Exactly. Like, oh.
Just lang.
Our classic line. Good choice.
Yeah. Don't put down the phone.
Take out the song that's currently on cue and then replace it with 5 years. Right. I just played that 10 minutes ago. I don't care. It's a request.
Oh, only because a girl asked for it.
Those days.
And the tricky part was that you cannot ad-lib to that song. You cannot. You should not ad-lib because the lyrics come in at the end.
At the end. It's too long.
You should play it to preserve the integrity of the song. Or, you know, you
I usually fired a stinger somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
That was me.
Just to piss off anybody who's trying to write.
Piss off.
Now you know why we fire the stinger in the middle of the song.
Like station ID. No. Because we don't want you to record off the air.
We don't want you copying the song, that's why.
And that's a very easy song to copy because there's, you know, you're not going to cut off the lyrics.
Yeah.
Once you hear, now you know that song, you press record and you didn't miss a whole lot.
Yep.
Especially if you're like some of the DJs back in the day when they usually, after the break we're playing Sugar Hiccup and...
Hang on to that one.
Hey, sure now.
Where's the masking tape?
Masking tape.
No, if you don't have, well, it's apparently too late. But if you don't have tape, use cotton.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Or a rolled up paper.
Paper. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anything to cover that hole.
Mm-hmm.
It works.
Anyways.
So, do you think Lizzo will be affected by this? I think so.
I don't think her popularity will be affected, but...
But you got good lawyers, huh?
Of course, it's Lizzo.
Yeah, but she has enough money to pay for the... I think she got the lawyer team for Johnny Depp and some of the celebrities.
The Johnny Depp team? Are you talking about the... Not the other parties' lawyers, the stupid ones?
No. Johnny Depp's team.
I was like, I am not a lawyer, but I know that, you know,
they fucked up.
Team is fucked up.
Yeah, they fucked up, man.
I was like, man, I could present a better case than this, folks. I'm sorry, but jeez.
Yeah. In any case, let's just wait and see what happens to this case.
Yeah, I'm going to watch out for it.
Yeah, because I think it's an ongoing saga. Hopefully they'll not make another docuseries on this, because Netflix, for the life of me, decided to put the whole Amber Heard, Johnny Depp trial in their...
Oh, yeah?
It's about to be shown.
I'm going to watch it.
Why?
Because it's fun. It's fun watching her lie. It's fun watching her shit on the bed.
She's pretty.
Yeah, and imagining her shit on the bed makes it even prettier.
Was it even her shit?
It was.
She claims it was a dog, but
I know what dog shit smells like. It's nowhere near human shit.
Why, were you there to smell it?
No, I mean the people. There's a distinct.
Yeah,
difference.
I know. There's a distinct difference.
The cleaners, the one who are responsible, knows that it's human shit.
Okay.
And she was the last person in the room, and she didn't say anything, so it must have been her.
Damn.
It would have been funny if she asked someone else to poo and then use that to smear on the bed. That
could
that
would be gross. It's not a smear, boob.
Yeah, it's like a plop.
Yeah. The shit emoji and Facebook Messenger, that's what it looks like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Only darker.
She needs more fiber. Too much iron in her diet.
Probably, or she's on a, you know.
Damn!
And one last appeal before we end this this episode. Stop posting anything about Pura Luka.
Yeah, let's just give the guy.
Don't
give the guy the stage that he obviously relishes.
The guy that sells rice for 100 pesos, what's his name? Rendon?
That guy as well.
Why? Yeah. What do you mean rice for 100 pesos?
Motivational rice. The guy that picks fights and he claims he's a motivational speaker.
Oh, is this the guy that lodged the complaint against Vice?
No, not the complaint. No. He was hitting on Vice. He was hitting on, who's that annoying?
Michael V?
No, that girl,
the boyfriend?
That's pretty but really has got a high-pitched voice in a new shampoo commercial.
Oh, shit.
You don't have TV, I know.
You got a pen and paper? There's a list.
Anyway, but he dabbles or he dips his finger into every situation and he doesn't have anything at all.
Yeah.
Really?
He's just got a big body and small brain, I think.
And a small dick.
Probably. I can hire somebody to prove that shit, but anyway. Don't give Pura Luka or Luka Pura, what's his name?
Pura Luka.
Pura Luka the satisfaction of posting about him. It only makes him more.
And enough with this whole
popular.
Enough with this whole persona non grata. So I mean, you don't have to.
Nothing is going to happen. Okay, but nothing is going to happen.
It's not like when he goes to Gen Center. What was the other place? Bacolod.
Bacolod. He's going to get kicked out of the city. No,
he can't.
He cannot be.
He cannot.
Okay, so
it's not like they're gonna watch out for him along city limits. They're like, oh, bawal ka dito kasi persona non grata ka.
No, nothing is.
No, it's more symbolic, really. It's like handing someone the keys to the city.
Yeah, it's more.
You know, that. It's more symbolic.
Stop posting anything about him. If you don't like him at all, then
just
stop.
Ignore.
Yeah. Ignore him.
Ignore.
That's the best thing that you can do. That's how you fight back.
Although I almost dabbled in one of those forums, in one of the threads. In on Facebook, especially when the whole Bacolod persona non grata thing came out, I go like, I was about to say, but I just stopped myself from doing so because I didn't want that.
I made a comment once. I was like, "Stiffen up, Catholics! Stiffen up your spine."
No, I was about to say that. Where is your Catholic doctrine of forgiveness? So if you can't forgive someone who did this to mock your deity, where does the line stop wherein you cannot show the same animosity and anger to certain priests or people of the cloth who actually do commit actual crimes against their flock?
I read that as well. Some, you know, being commented by somebody else.
So
fuck up, leave the guy alone.
Not because, you know, we think that he did right. It's just that because we just don't give him the satisfaction of giving him the stage anymore.
Ignore him.
Ignore him.
Best thing
He'll
you can
die
do.
Down.
Best thing that you can. Yeah, exactly. Best thing that you can do. Best thing. Best way to fight back for people who wants to, you know, grab the attention of the rest of the community that way. Don't. Though, if you are,
I should have gotten the lesson of this whole the scandal of
If he starts, hold on. If he starts burning the Quran, I'm going to post it.
Just to see what happens?
Just to see what happens.
Yeah.
Black but people the, we know. Yeah.
Black everybody that we know. Come on. This is what he did.
And, it's okay. Hunting season.
So if you, if, so you, you know, you only go after Catholics because we don't react, hey? Mm-hmm. Now you're doing this? Okay, I'll help you. Let's see how far you'll go.
No, but they got to take a lesson on this whole...
Don't do it in
remember
small
the
town.
Whole... Remember the whole HK incident?
The HK what?
HK, Hayden Cole incident. So he secretly videotaped certain girls.
Who? What are we talking about?
Both of them.
A whole bunch?
A whole bunch of women.
No, wait, who?
Hayden Cole.
Oh, okay.
HK.
My mind immediately goes to Heckler and Koch.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a Hong
9mm.
Anyway. So one party that was well featured in one of his videos just went to the press, cried, did this, patulong, kasi I feel violated and do that. And it was pretty obvious that she knew that the camera was there because she was staring directly at it.
Mm-hmm.
That's one. The other party just shut up about it.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it was pretty obvious that the camera was hidden.
Yep.
And although there was one wherein I think she knew that the camera was there.
You know, we have that tutut, right? On the
Wait a minute.
Wait, hold on. So turn it on.
Okay, see.
Name the person who cried and the one who complained a lot. Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, yeah.
She complained.
Oh, yeah.
And then she even asked help from the NBI. Was it the NBI?
Yeah.
It was the NBI.
Yeah.
And
so it got loaded up, and people got curious.
So everybody started looking for the video.
Some more.
Where is he?
Where
is she now?
Somebody who kept quiet about it.
Where is she now?
Who knows? She has a daughter, not by him, but I knew she has a kid somewhere.
Well, yeah, but she's no longer in cinema. She's no.
She's not in. She's not in show business anymore. If that's what you're concerned about, but yeah, see, two sides, same scenario.
Yeah,
two sides of. The reaction of what
I
they...
I loved how the other party...
she just shut up about it. A lot of people were talking about it because I think she had more videos compared to, well... But...
And
she never said anything.
And she was more classy in the video.
And she was more pretty.
And she was prettier.
Yeah.
So I didn't enjoy... the first person's video, but her video.
Yeah.
Yes.
And to think I knew her. I met her when she was... 14, 15.
That's probably why you got so turned on, because she was below 17 that time when you met her.
Yeah. She was like, oh, she's my niece. I'm like, okay, hey.
Hi.
And then she became legal.
And then she became legal. And
she how old is your niece?
And then the next time that we saw her was in that video.
Yeah,
like,
video.
Damn! Like,
and then they asked my friend, like, how old is your niece again? Like, stay away from her. She's 14. She's turning 15 this year. Like, okay, hands off. So I was thinking to myself, 15 this year, 3 more years, legal. Okay, fine.
So she just got married, and I think she's going to be
happy now.
Yeah. I mean, I think she recovered a couple of years after that, and, you know, but the best thing that she did was
she never said anything.
And what's good was every time somebody tried to ask, you would just give that smile and then just
smiles and then just, you know, diverts the question.
Exactly.
Which is the classiest thing anyone could have done.
Yep.
Because anyone else would have just blew their top off. And I would understand if she would have blown her top off. Because this is not something that you ask someone. It was traumatizing. Yes. Was it a violation of her
privacy?
Of her body? Yeah. Of course. Yep. And it was a direct violation of her womanhood.
Yep.
You videotaped someone in an intimate act that she did not know about.
She knew.
Not with some. With one video, I knew it was pretty obvious that she knew that the camera was there. The others, it was pretty obvious that the camera was hidden. One was in the cabinet. The other one was I think it was like a door or something. I'm not sure if it was
the
a cabinet
the
or a cupboard. The one on the couch was like right there because she was looking at it. Mm-hmm. I think it was like, I think he used his laptop.
Yeah.
Because they were adjusting every now and then. But the other one, the second one in the room, it was hidden.
Yeah.
But she didn't know.
Same approach. That
and trust me, we've seen enough scandal videos to know if they knew if the camera was there or not.
This is not a scandal. The same approach that Carmina Villarroel does every time somebody asks her about Ruslan.
Oh, yeah. She doesn't acknowledge it.
She doesn't talk about...
I mean, it's fine. I can understand that. There are just some things that... I know they're celebrities and you just have to know what's going on with their lives, but there's just some things that out of delicadeza na lang, you just don't.
I enjoy the way she reacts every time somebody tries to ask her that question. The last one I saw was when she walked away. Suddenly she smiled and then she walked away, leaving the guy who asked that question. So I was like, nice.
What was the question? If she was raped by the brother?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, about at which point did you know that
your husband's gay?
And then she's smiled voice. And
she's probably gotten a whole bunch of questions like that over the years, huh?
I was like, yeah, I mean. And then I just got reminded about that because somebody posted an old ad. I think that was Beer in a Beer.
Oh,
yeah. With Eddie Garcia and Rustom. Not Bibi, Rustom.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
That was it. They were endorsers at some point, huh?
Yeah.
That's fun.
He was an action star.
He was, yes.
Karen Where Gans. Is he now? Last I heard, New York, but that was it.
No, he's probably back here. I think he's back here.
What, he found out that Broadway is not for him?
Trying to do shows.
Because I know he was trying to break into Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't make it.
Okay.
Can't even be successful in the action cinema scene locally. Broadway? I don't think so. I question.
Well, different. Different.
He or she's not that talented. Either whether he was still a he or even after she became...
She transitioned?
Yeah. So.
Transition.
That's her term, transition.
I don't give a shit. Different world.
That's why they call them trans, because they transition.
Yeah, okay, whatever you say, dude.
I just read something today that 100% of all sex change operations are a failure.
Yeah.
Shit. Seriously?
Yeah.
Damn.
Because you can take it out, but you cannot change your sex. You can take it out. You can cut it off. Mm-hmm. You can make yourself a new patingting.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's still a failure because you can't change your chromosomes and stuff.
Yeah,
it's kind of like what our friend said way back some episodes ago that the gays, the trans people can always do every operation in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They could have the best doctors work mm-hmm. on their organs and actually...
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, make it really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. But at the end of the day, 100 after they die, 100 years, and then when they're
still going to be identified.
And then their bones get examined by archaeologists.
Mm-hmm.
Their DNA is always going to say male.
Yeah.
And there's nothing they can do about it.
And there's something I learned. That even if you cut off your
penis
and then create a vajayjay,
mm-hmm.
that if you are not going to have a very, very active sex life, you're going to put something in there
so it won't close.
So it's not going
to
close.
It's like you always have to have that plug in there.
Okay.
So it's either you do it on a regular basis, even during old age, when you age. Otherwise,
I don't know.
It's going to close up.
I don't know if they finally addressed this part of that whole sex change operation.
The whole hole?
Because there was a time where, they could... They could take out, just cut it off, and then make a hole. But what they found out was they're not going to feel anything when it comes to having sex because the nerve endings are dead.
Yeah.
So what they did was some doctor in Thailand actually inverted the whole penis inside out, outside in. Outside in.
That sounded so painful.
It is a painful operation, and it's not a whole success.
Yeah,
it's
I'm not doing it.
See, that's why.
I think that's
before,
safe to say.
I'm not doing it.
That's why before they perform such operations on the patients,
there's a psychological.
There's a whole slew of psychological interviews and examinations that you're supposed to take.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you can afford it doesn't mean they have to go through mm-hmm. it. Because a lot of the times, they said, they will always regret having it.
So from transition of screwing someone to being screwed.
Being screwed.
Damn. I mean, I'm pretty sure that, you know, a lot of them did that already, but...
You have to be really sure about it.
Have you tried masking tape first? I mean, masking tape works.
No, masking tape doesn't work.
No, masking duct tape. Tape. Duct tape. Okay, duct tape, you can still fool it. Just as long as you're not fooling a U.S. Marine and you get flushed down the toilet, just make sure that you tell your partner that you are just before, you know, you're
doing the deed.
Going into the tongue twisting and stuff. And
whatever happened to that case? He went home, right?
He went home.
Yeah.
Went
home.
Yeah.
Much to the chagrin of...
Better than that guy who did that thing in North Korea.
Oh, yeah.
Messed up a Korean bar, beat a couple of Korean guys, because he's trained to do it. And then just when he was about to be sent home, he joined a tour group and then crossed into North Korea.
Oh, yeah. That was the latest one, right?
Yep.
Did they ever interview him?
Nope.
Not yet?
I think he's being held... And it's still being negotiated by the U.S. government.
But he went there freely.
He went there freely, but, you know, he's an American citizen still, so the U.S. government still has...
I say leave him there.
Yeah.
If he wants to be there, leave him there.
Either way, he is in prison.
Yeah.
If he comes back, he's going to be put in prison. If he's going to be in North Korea, that's a big-ass prison. Still the same thing.
Yeah.
Say goodbye to fries, boy. And southern fried chicken.
Oh, God. On that note, we got to say goodbye.
Bye.
All right. Just in case, we might not have an episode for next week because, like I said,
you're getting older episodes.
No, I hate putting in old ones.
The ancient ones.
They're too long. Our old ones are 3 hours long.
4 hours.
Yeah. 3-4 hours long. It's too long. It's too long. I don't know how we did it.
No, it was live. It was okay.
Yeah, but still.
It's good.
And there's a whole lot of people.
Well, not all the time. Well, that's true.
Yeah, we took breaks. Like, play some songs.
Yeah, and we're able to play some songs. Yeah.
And then go out and smoke. Yeah. And that gets you recharged.
And
go back.
Have a whole lot of drinks inside the booth. Yeah. So it becomes,
I couldn't even remember some of the people we've met doing the show because, like, we're in the moment every time. So they tell us, like, hey, we met before. I was in your show.
In one of the TNTs.
Seriously? If you weren't a guest, they won't remember you.
Was the person who died in the States one, you know, get into TNT?
I don't know, man.
Died in the States?
The one who got killed.
Oh, the girl?
Yeah.
Was she on TNT? Oh, I wasn't here anymore.
Wasn't.
No, I don't think so.
She's in the same batch as Mandy, according to you.
She applied.
She probably would have joined the TNT at some point just for you to check her out.
No.
Okay,
no.
All right.
I remember, no matter how drunk I am, or I was at that time, I still remember my last night, though.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was fun. We had, like, I can't believe we had 30 people in the booth at some point.
Mm-hmm. That was good.
30. Mm-hmm. People were drinking inside and outside. Mm-hmm. That was a lot.
That was fun.
Yeah. Anyway.
Good days.
Yeah. All right. Say goodbye, guys.
Bye, guys. This is TNT.